Bueno, antes de empezar mi homilía, algunas palabras a la comunidad hispana. Tengo una homilía esta mañana, pero lo siento mucho, me olvidé traducir ahí en español. Lo siento muchísimo, totalmente de mi mente. Bueno, yo no puedo traducir inmediatamente. The fifth Sunday of Easter continues our journey through certain passages in the Gospel of John, where Jesus looks beyond his own passion and death to the age of the church, to the giving of the Spirit, and to the ministry and evangelization that the disciples are going to carry out after his death. So if you look at John's Gospel, beginning at chapter 13, we get an account of the Last Supper, and then in John 14, 15, 16, and 17, we have what is often called the Farewell Discourse. These are Jesus' teachings to the apostles, not on the Eucharist per se, but rather just on what their lives will be like and what they will be engaged in after he's gone, after he's died, risen, and ascended into heaven. So what is the context here? Jesus is telling the apostles that he's going to be crucified and that they're going to betray him. They're going to scatter and deny him. He's just told Peter that Peter's going to deny him three times, and the apostles are starting to be troubled at the fact that Jesus is going to leave. And so he's giving them here a word of encouragement in the face of his impending death, saying, "Don't let your hearts be troubled, because in my Father's house there are many rooms." So to comfort them, to give them lasting hope, he says, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places, and I'm going to prepare a place for you, that I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you will be also." And Thomas says what perhaps many of them were thinking, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" They clearly do not understand what Jesus is saying about his Father's house. And Jesus answers Thomas with one of the most famous statements in all of the Gospels: "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." For the most part, people understand the basic meaning of this sentence, which is that Jesus is the only path to salvation, that he is the sole Savior of the world, and that he alone can give eternal life. But if we look at the Greek here, there is more than we can learn. When Jesus says, "I am the way," the Greek word used there is hodos, which literally means a path or a road. And we can find this imagery elsewhere in the Gospels, like in the Gospel of Matthew, when he talks about the road to heaven or the road to hell. So in other words, he says the path to eternal life is narrow and difficult, and few are they who find it, but the path to destruction is wide and easy, and many are they who find it. Matthew 7, verse 13. The image here of the way is simply that of a road that leads you to salvation, that leads you to heaven. Jesus' vision of heaven here is the life of the Trinity. That's why he says, "I am the way, and no one comes to the Father but by me." Our Lord is talking about the road to heaven, the road to the Trinity, the road to the Father, the road to life with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus says, "I am the truth." In other words, he's saying, "I have the fullness of truth." If you consider the world that we live in today, there are lots of different religions and cultures, and many of them have little parts of the truth. But Jesus isn't just a piece of the truth. He is the truth. He is the fullness of truth made flesh. Finally, Jesus tells Thomas, "I am the life." The Greek word used here is not bios, which would mean natural life, right? No, the word in Greek here is zoe, supernatural life, eternal life, the life of the Trinity, the life with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So if you want to have natural life, bios, there are lots of things that you can do. You can eat good, nutritious food. You can stay healthy. You can exercise. You can keep yourself in shape. But if you want zoe, if you want the life of the world to come, if you want the life of the Trinity, there's only one place you can go, and that is to Jesus of Nazareth. So again, in our gospel, we heard Thomas ask Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In the month of May, as you all know, Catholics for many centuries have had a special point to honor Mary with rosaries, May crownings, processions, and very special litanies. After Mass today, we will have a procession, and we will crown Mary with a crown of beautiful flowers representing Mary's beauty and virtue. This is also a powerful reminder of all of us to imitate Mary's virtues in our own lives. But chiefly, we must always remember that Mary always leads us to her Son, the Son of God and the Son of Man. St. Louis de Montfort wrote, we never give more honor to Jesus than when we honor his mother. And we honor her simply and solely to honor him all the more perfectly. We go to her only as a way of leading to the goal we seek, Jesus, her son. At Cana in Galilee, Mary's last recorded words in scriptures were, do whatever he tells you. May our devotion to Mary increase our love for Jesus as she leads us faithfully to her son, who is the way, the truth, and the life.